SL in Ho Chi Minh City, I am your host, Mr. Richard. Today's episode has to do with expressions of time. And since we may not have the time, or we may not finish before we're out of time, we're just going to get right to it. The episode, of course, was written by Teresa Chung. And if you do have time, please visit our website, eslhcmc.podomatic.com. You can also reach us at eslhcmc@gmail.com, and you can also find us on Facebook. Let's get right to the vocabulary. About time. About time is an expression used to convey that something now happening or about to happen should have happened earlier. Against time. Against time means with the utmost speed so as to finish by a specified time. Ahead of time. Ahead of time means earlier than expected or required. Ahead of one's time. Ahead of one's time is having ideas too enlightened or advanced to be accepted by one's contemporaries. All the time. All the time means very frequently or regularly. At one time. At one time is in or during a known but unspecified past period. At the same time. At the same time means simultaneously, at once, or nevertheless. At a time. At a time means separately in the specified groups or numbers. At times means sometimes or on occasion. Before time means before the due or expected time. Behind time means late. Behind the times means not aware of or using the latest ideas or techniques of the day. For the time being means for the present or until some other arrangement is made. Half the time means as often as not. Have the time means be able to spend the time needed to do something, or know from having a watch what time it is. If somebody asks you, "Do you have the time?" they're asking you what time it is. In no time means very quickly or very soon. Keep good time, and its opposite, keep bad time, mean record time accurately for keep good time, and record time inaccurately for keep bad time. It can also mean be habitually punctual or not punctual. Not punctual, of course, being bad time. Lose no time. To lose no time means to do a specified thing immediately or as soon as possible. On one's own time. On one's own time means outside working hours, usually without being paid. Time after time. Time after time and time and again and time and time again all mean on very many occasions, repeatedly. Time and tide wait for no man. Time and tide wait for no man is a proverb that means if you don't make use of a favorable opportunity, you may never get the same chance again. Time is money. Time is money is a proverb that means time is a valuable resource, therefore it is better to do things as quickly as possible. The time of one's life. The time of one's life is a period or occasion of exceptional enjoyment. Only time will tell. Only time will tell is the truth or correctness of something will only be established at some time in the future. Bide one's time. Bide one's time means wait quietly for a good opportunity to do something. Serve one's time. Serve one's time and serve out one's time means to hold office for a normal period or in an apprenticeship or in prison. Time consuming means taking a lot of or too much time. A time sheet is a piece of paper for recording the number of hours worked. Time machine is a fictitious machine capable of transporting a person backward or forward in time, generally found in science fiction stories. Time out, or time off, is time for rest or recreation away from one's usual work or studies. Double time means being paid twice what you normally make. Time and a half, therefore, means getting paid one and a half times what you normally make. Timing is the choice, judgment, or control of when something should be done. Time, as in a good time or a bad time, is the event, occasion, or period experienced, usually in a particular way. Okay, now it's time for the story. So far, we're making pretty good time here. Let's get started. I'm a teacher, so I keep good time in everything. I always get to work ahead of time so that I have some time on my hand to spare. I hate to do things against time. Therefore, my timing is excellent. The school used to have a timesheet for teachers to fill out and pay us accordingly. But it failed to single out teachers that are behind time. Later on, it introduced a punch clock and asked all teachers to clock in and out whenever we came in and left our workplace. It was quite ahead of the time at that time. At first, all teachers embraced the idea. However, problems arose over time. Half the time, they left their employee card at home. The process was time-consuming because it wasn't set up properly, and not everyone remembered to punch in all the time. At one time, one teacher arrived before time, and it completely slipped her mind that she needed to do something about it. As a result, that day's work was on her own time. We didn't see the use of it, since if we worked overtime, we wouldn't get paid time and a half anyway. After time and time again receiving complaints from us teachers, the school replaced the machine with a new supervisor. For the time being, he's the only one that helps us to sign in and out. Whether this is going to work, only time will tell. But we are all glad to see a human rather than a machine. I forgot to say that I have no trouble with any of the above procedures, because time is money and I want to lose no time in trivial things like that. In fact, I'm biding my time for a better teaching job elsewhere. Right now, I take one day at a time, and as the saying goes, time and tide wait for no man, so I don't let trouble worry me, nor do I lose any sleep over it. In fact, when I'm writing this, I'm taking my time out and having the time of my life on a beautiful island. The end. Well, and that just about does it for today's episode. Next episode will be about either food, money, or breaking up with somebody, as you, the listener, will vote on these. I don't want to say which one's ahead, but it might be a rather somber podcast. If you want to vote, write to us at eslhcmc@gmail.com. I'm Mr. Richard, and this has been ESL in Ho Chi Minh City. Have a good one. Peace. We'll be right back.